Well, firstly, John, if you're looking for some positives today, nobody left.
Yes, very good. Nice humour. No announcement from the club about anybody leaving, no, that's true. So, yes, there's a positive. So I don't want to say that, mate.
Looking at the game, you were in a similar position here the last time you came. With a, I think the hosts on that occasion had a lead of about 125, 127, the deficit today. You'd be disappointed that you didn't get more runs on the board this morning.
Yeah, probably disappointed with more than just that in the game. We really haven't maintained a standard of cricket with bat or ball or in the field throughout the... I suppose we've had about 2 days cricket so far in the game. We haven't won a session yet. The advantage, the lucky thing for us is that with time having gone out of the game, you're looking at three-day cricket, and in three-day cricket, if you win the last day, you win the game, and that's the situation we're sitting in now. Mm.
Do you think there's an element of some of the lads thinking, well, it's the end of the season, there's nothing riding on this for us, and Worcestershire, obviously, they can still win the title, they've been promoted today?
It's a fair question. I'd like to say no, but I can see why you'd ask, because we haven't played our best cricket by any stretch this week. So yeah, I'd understand why you asked the question, but you know, we talked about it beforehand and the need to make sure that didn't happen. Whether we've achieved that or not, I wouldn't like to say.
Worcestershire tomorrow are probably going to have to set you some kind of target, aren't they? Because they want to win the title, and in doing so, you need to try and win this match.
Yeah, there's, you know, partially or mostly, I suppose, it's in their hands at this stage. Obviously, we'll try and bowl as well as we can first thing to either, you know, knock a few wickets over and keep that chase down to as little as we can, or at least contain them. So there's important stuff to do with the ball in the morning. But yeah, you're probably right. We're looking at a point at which they decide they've got enough ones to bowl us out.
Is there an element in this match where you're looking at players with a mind to next year? I mean, we've seen Liam Travascus making his debut here.
The point of the game was always to win it. I mean, I don't think that we ever thought about changing the side in a way that was looking forward. We always wanted to pick the best 11 to win this game. This was a surface that I think quite rightly required two spinners in the side. And Liam, you know, with his experience with the under-19s, has obviously pushed himself forward. And so, yeah, he earned his chance, really. Mm.
Finally, a poignant moment when Graham Onions was given a guard of honour by the rest of the lads.
Yeah, it was a nice touch. Paul's idea, wanted to do that for Graham. I understand why, which is, it was a nice touch, and I think Graham appreciated it.
Thank you very much, John.